Proverbs 16:1 says, "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." We ought to want to say things that are in line with God's will according to His Word. But this proverb doesn't just say the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. It says the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So there's supposed to be some preparation in the heart of man if we want to give an answer from the tongue, which is of the Lord. There's nothing spiritual about remaining ignorant and clueless, then telling people what is on your heart, so to speak, about a matter when you know nothing about the matter. The truly spiritual man has made preparation in his heart. I love what Matthew Henry's comment is on this proverb in his commentary when he says, quote, "As we read this, it teaches us a great truth, that we are not sufficient of ourselves to think or speak anything of ourselves that is wise and good, but that all our sufficiency is of God, who is with the heart and with the mouth, and works in us both to will and to do." End quote. Now, some people will run to Mark 13:11, where Jesus is speaking prophetically to those alive during the 70th week of Daniel, which takes place after the rapture and after the Antichrist has arrived on the scene and confirmed the covenant with Israel in Daniel 9:24-27. And Jesus says, "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost." But as the text itself says, it is referring to those alive in that hour. What hour? The hour in which they are delivered up to the Antichrist during the 70th week of Daniel, also called the time of Jacob's trouble and the time of great tribulation. So it's just a complete error and downright sinful to wrest Mark 13:11 from its context as an excuse to ignore the lesson of our proverb, which is repeatedly reinforced in different Bible passages like 1 Peter 3:15, which says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." And in 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." But even those being addressed in Mark 13:11, the Holy Spirit will draw on the learning and preparation in their lives and in their hearts and minds up to that point, and then will give these people the words to speak, just as the Holy Spirit did when He used the authors of Scripture. And I want to close with one more important point, or maybe reiterating my original point, that I find encouraging and motivating. When again, our proverb says, "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." Did you notice that? There are two things said to be from the Lord. The preparations of the heart in man are from the Lord in conjunction with the answer of the tongue. A man who is unwilling to prepare, who doesn't hunger for God's Word and spend time learning God's Word as preparation for life and for ministry, is not a God-called preacher. And no Christian can expect to provide a God-given answer of the tongue if he or she will not make preparations of the heart. Both are of or from the Lord. So without God's Word and His Spirit, we can make no preparations and provide no true or wise answer from our tongue. So prepare daily by walking with God daily in His Word. Hide His Word in your heart that you might not sin against Him, but also that He can then give you those words to speak. Walk with Him in prayer. Walk with Him with a daily witness. And then when pressed for answers at any given time, God will provide you those answers to His glory and for His purpose. Amen.